Hi, is this Demetrius?
Yeah, this is me.
Hi, I was just about to call you. So yeah. You got a little more time right now, I hope, right?
Yeah. The only thing is, I need for you all to verify that this is a legitimate call, because I get a lot of calls. I get a lot of calls, you know.
I completely understand. So what I'm doing now, I'm simply sending you a text message. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works the same way as a text message, straight to your smartphone. It's a link to our pricing page. So if you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top it says, take control of your online presence. It's localsquash.com/SEO packages.
Okay, let me check it out.
So at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence. Now, of course, you are going to track your success. Like I said, you'll have detailed reporting that updates in very near real time. So several times throughout the day, that information updates. So you have 24/7 access to it. Of course, you can monitor your reviews as well. We're going to create almost 70 different destinations and directories. Most of them will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever those reviews originally populate, they'll repopulate on the tracking and reporting on the review tab, so you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you right from your client dashboard. We've been in business for almost 18 years, so we started in 2004, 17 years and counting, a 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating. Obviously, when we offer our services month to month, we have to get your phone to ring. We have to send you those jobs if you'd want to stay with us and be a satisfied client. What I wanted you to see is where it says Google Ads Partner, that colorful and recognizable Google G in a box that says Google Partner. Now, it's not just copy and paste it off of the internet. You can tap or click right on that box, and it will go to Google.com. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. Now, Demetrius, anyone who tells you they can get you on the first page needs to be a Google Partner, because Google makes changes to their local map algorithm all the time, and whether those changes are simply additional tools or techniques that we can employ, or if it is changes to their local map algorithm itself, new directories they want us to create, directories they no longer want us to create, we are always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure that we do keep you right there on that first page. Now, if you scroll just past that, where it says Pro, Platinum, and Premier Platinum, those are the different packages that we offer. Now, because you're keeping it pretty local, you're not going 75 or 100 miles, I don't think that you need stronger or more expensive programming. I don't think you need paid Facebook ads or Google paid ads. Those are really designed to get businesses found beyond a 50-mile radius. You said you're keeping it pretty close, 40 miles or so. So that Pro package is going to be perfect for you. Now, there are some bells and whistles, though, that would typically be just on the Platinum or Premier Platinum package. I can include those. I want to include those for you at no additional cost. What really drives up the cost of those packages, for the Platinum package, it's the paid Facebook advertising. For the Premier Platinum or Platinum Premier, it is the paid Google advertising. Those costs are what we incur to run those ads and pay directly for those. But, you know, we're doing that local campaign. It's a flat rate. Like I said, it's listed on the website at $399. I am going to cut that in half, just $199. And like I said, I can include things like the call and conversion tracking, advanced reporting, dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, all the other bells and whistles that would normally be associated with the other packages. Of course, without the paid ad component. Now, as you can see, there's a $299 setup fee that would normally go for any of these packages, and it's for the optimized content, all the directories that we have to create, the SEO content creation. That is almost 70 different directories, the time, the resources, and in some cases, the direct cost that we incur to create that content. That's why our packages will sometimes have a $299 setup fee. Now, I want to make this affordable for you. I want to make it affordable for you to give us the opportunity, again, 1 month at a time, to earn your business. Now, I want to take, I'll take two-thirds off of that setup fee, take $199 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $100 that does, of course, attach to only that first month. Okay? Every month after that, it is the fixed flat rate of exactly $199. Keep in mind, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. With the calls coming directly to you, there's no third party involved. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well.
Okay, alright. So we're going to, alright, so to set up, for you to start, it'll be $199 plus $100.
That's correct. Yeah, it's $199. So, you know, it says $399 a month. That is without the reduced pricing. I was able to put in for a reduced rate. I mean, like I said, you're at 4 years, not quite 5 years, but you still officially qualify for the new business rate or newer business rate. And that is by far the lowest cost. It's the biggest reduction in cost that we offer to the public. So it does save you, in this case, 50%, a little over 50%. And it brings your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 to that exact flat rate of $199. So you're saving almost $200 on your setup fee. You're saving $200 every month off of the subscription cost. So you're saving $400 your first month. And every month that you choose to stay with us, you do save that extra $200 off of the normal cost. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service, so you know, we have to keep your phone ringing. You can stop at any time. It is completely at will, month-to-month, no contract. That means you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally. You can do that. And of course, our job, as long as you're a satisfied client, is to keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing.
Okay, is it a link that I go to? I mean, do you have an app?
You will have, of course, you'll have a dedicated website, my.localsplash.com. That's 24/7 access. You'll also have a downloadable link right on your smartphone. So we make it as easy as possible for you to track your success, to see detailed information about the number of calls you're getting, where those calls are coming from, what people were wanting to have done, and things like that. So you'll always be able to go back even after the fact to see that. Reports, like I said, are very detailed, although easy to follow, and that information does update throughout the day.
Okay. So as of today, it would be $300 to get me out of there.
It would be the $299, that's correct. It's the $199 for the entire first month. The first month does have that greatly reduced setup fee. Like I said, I would take $199 off of that setup fee. So you're basically getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. So we are, of course, reducing that rate down from $399 down to the $199, and then there's just the one-time setup fee there. So even better than the $399 for that first month. It's just $299. That's with the setup fee. I know you've got that website, right? That Google Business Profile website. There's nothing wrong with it at all. You know, as long as we get it on the first page, people will call you. One thing that we can do, if you wanted to, and keep in mind, your website is a lot more detailed than a lot of the Google Business websites that I see. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's got photos and content on there. But we could include a website for you at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. But I kind of like it. I mean, obviously, we can put more photos on there. It looks like you've got about, what, 9 photos on there. You've got a couple of testimonials. We can continue to do that. But, you know, like I said, there's nothing wrong with your website itself. It is a lot more detailed than some of the Google Business websites that I've seen.
I think that, you know, that putting up on the front page will make a difference.
Well, you know, that's where we go. I do that myself, you know. I go on Google and I call a business that's on there.
When they hit your artwork, you ask them, you know, my page is not working.
You know, that's the beauty of it. They don't have to know the name of your business, and most people don't know who to call. They know they need a service, and they do their best to find it. They type in land clearing or lawn maintenance, lawn mowing, yard care, yard restoration, you know, whatever they might be looking for. And, you know, you said you can help someone whose yard kind of got out of control. You can restore it so they can maintain it afterwards. So, I mean, those are things you can be found for. And, of course, if someone wants you to come back every couple of weeks or even if it's just once a month to maintain it, you can get those recurring jobs too. If it's, you know, sod installation or really any of the services you want to be found for, you can get those jobs as well. Big jobs or small, you know, residential jobs calling you, even light commercial jobs that you want to do. You're just looking at that flat rate. So it's very, very different than paying for a lead or chasing down that lead and fighting it out with your competitors. When people need your service, they'll call you. Now, not everyone's going to call you. I mean, obviously, you won't be the only company.
Yeah, I know that.
But, you know, it's, I mean, obviously, you use Google yourself. But it is, well, it's like that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best. But until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is the first page of Google, it's kind of hard to win since most consumers will start and stop their searching off of what they see on that first page. Most people will find someone who provides the service they need, call them off of that first page. But once we get you on that first page, you can compete with, you can beat out the bigger, well-established businesses. We just have to put you where people are looking, which is right on that first page. You know, there could be somebody right around the corner from you who needs recurring maintenance work or a yard restoration, and they're going to be doing their best to find someone on that first page. But right now, you're not an option to them because you don't have the necessary content. You did a great job. Don't get me wrong. You've got your business PIN verified. So if someone does know the name of your company, if they're looking for you specifically, they'll see that listing and they'll see your website. Our job is for everyone else. It's to make it easier for someone who does not know who to call, does not know the name of your company, but knows they need someone who does what you do. They'll be able to find you by doing that simple keyword or search phrase search, and then of course they'll call you directly.
Okay.
Now it's D&V, Total Yard Care. The and between the D and the V, that is the symbol for the word and, right? The ampersand, not the word and spelled out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then Demetrius, is the phone number that we are speaking on, is it the same number you want your customers to call? And is it also the best number? It's the best number as well for us to reach you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's that number. That's my number.
Perfect. Okay. And then it is the number on your Google listing. And then I know that you've got the 305 Miles Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Do you see customers come to you?
No, not as that's my home residence.
Oh, it
but
is. Okay.
They can gotcha. They can come by. They can come by, you know, and someone,
okay.
you know, someone gotcha. Someone's always there. They could give them a card or whatever, and
okay.
they get in touch with
okay.
me.
So you don't mind it if they stop by. I was going to say, because we can hide that address if you want it and just have you listed in Birmingham, but if you don't mind having that address on there.
No, I don't mind having the address.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay,
you know, they give my family something else to do, you know.
Oh, good. As long as you know someone's someone stopped by and you can reach out to them. Demetrius, I never did get your last name, sir.
Reynolds. Reynolds.
Okay. And then, Mr. Reynolds, when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out your way. You know, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we're going to simply, you know, give you a quick text message or give you a quick phone call. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
You can phone me, you can text me, you can email me, either or, you know, you have my email.
Yes, any, right? Any of them. No, I don't. That was going to be my follow-up question. We do want to have that email on file. But yeah, there's always going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. You know, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send in a quick text, that type of thing. Mr. Reynolds, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Demetrius Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
47@gmail.com.
So, yeah, really, you know, personal email, and we don't have to list it physically on the website, or on any content that we'll create for you, but we will use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account. And then, Demetrius, is that Dimitrius?
E-M-E.
D-E-M-I. Gotcha.
D-E-L-E.
Oh, they're both E's.
Yeah. D-E, I never one I.
Just the one I.
D-E-L-E-T-R-I-U-S.
I was going to say, not all three of them are I's, but the first one.
Yeah, Demetrius. Yeah, Reynolds. Just like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, like Burt Reynolds, yeah. I was kind of going off of what Mary had, and I think she did her best. But I got then. That's why I wanted to make sure. Demetrius. If you don't have any other questions for me, Demetrius, I'll do a couple of things. I mean, one, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. It's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information off of your website, verify information that I have. And we'll want to make sure that we know things like not just the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, but the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We will create that content, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we are reducing both the subscription cost as well as that one-time setup fee. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. As we are Google Premier partners, we're required to read that before we can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Reynolds, give me a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. Demetrius, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?"
DMV Total Yard Care.
Perfect.
LLC.
Oh, did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business?
Yeah.
LLC. I'll make sure that we put the LLC on there.
But, Well, you know, I already got a page, though. I mean, you're still going to go with my page, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah,
I already got a Google page. Yeah.
That's exactly correct. If you did not already have one, we would create one for you. We would actually have created it with you as the owner anyway, and with us as managers. But you're absolutely correct. We do not want to create a duplicate. We will simply ask for managerial access. And like I said, you did a great job getting that Google business profile up and running. We will use that listing. Our job is to move that listing onto the first page. Okay, so I do have that now as D&B Total Yard Care with the LLC, and then I think we clarified it earlier, but the and between the D and the V, that is the ampersand, the symbol for the word, not the A-N-D, the word spelled out. Okay, gotcha. And then Mr. Reynolds, it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Demetrius Leon Reynolds. Demetrius L. Reynolds. Sole owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as the sole owner of D&B Total Yard Care LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then, Demetrius, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Reynolds, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, Demetrius, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services in your service area are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Demetrius, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the
service.
I'm going to
take birthday rental.
826-53.
Yes, yes, I'm in the drugs, though. I'm in the drugs, though. How long will you be there? How long will you be right there?
Me? I need about three more minutes of your time here, and then I'll schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That can be later today or even tomorrow. But I do just need to get through this real quick, and then we'll get you off the phone. But you did say that.
All right. Thanks. Yeah.
You did say that you'll be receptive and responsive when we try to call you or when your customers try to call you.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes,
and like I said, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, and as long as you answer it, you're going to do quite well. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, we ask because of all the content that we will create for you, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent down to the symbol for the word and the LLC included in the business name. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Demetrius, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information stays accurate. That's
can
fair
I,
enough,
can
right?
Can I put content on my line? Will I be exempt from my line from my account? I mean, as far as putting photos and adding things.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you are going to have access, like
I see, you know, want to handle my own. I mean, of course.
Well, sure.
You know.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. The more involved you are in your account, the better it's going to be. Okay. We do provide the detailed tracking and reporting. We've got the Splash app, you know, the downloadable app. So the more you access the information, the tracking, the reporting, the better it's going to be. You do have that client dashboard as well.
A little 200 on it.
Not only can you track your success through that, you can upload photos, request content changes directly through your client dashboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that we can, in fact, like you said, leave that address that's already on the Google Business Profile. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your information stays accurate, right?
Yeah.
In fact, you've got it on the Google listing as D&B Total Yard Care LLC, so good job doing that. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. You did say that you would do that. Now, with all of the discounts or reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the reducing of both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that very greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 20th of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $199. And again, that $199, Demetrius, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, okay. Not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, our services are offered completely at will, which means if after that second payment you find you've got more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if you need to pause the service seasonally, you can certainly do so. And, of course, you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. Demetrius, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Reynolds, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Demetrius, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, yes. And it stays at, it's after the 300, it goes back simply to 200 a month, right?
That is exactly correct. And the exact amounts are $299 and then $199, but you are exactly correct. After the initial payment with the one-time setup fee, it does drop down to the fixed flat rate of exactly $199. There are no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. And moving forward after the first month, it is exactly $199.
Okay.
Okay, and then again, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and again, that's because we're closed on the weekend, and you do, in fact, understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that does conclude the voice verification, and then Demetrius, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa. Hold on one moment. Let me check first.
Okay.
Before I even do.
Yeah, you did say that was one of the reasons why you wanted me to give you a call back, and I was actually just about to call
you. I still been running. I still haven't been doing anything.
I know.
I work for myself, and then And then right now, my wife, she's sick. You know, she had open heart surgery.
Right.
And,
all right.
And it's just a big thing, you know.
I tell you, you know, I definitely know what that's like. I mean, I'm married myself, and when my wife is not sick, or when my wife is not feeling well, when she is sick, I mean, there's definitely a whole lot more that shifts onto my plate. But I definitely understand that.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. And I need to call instead of check. I can't even check on this.
Well, you know,
anyway, I can make a phone call right quick and call you right back.
Well, you know, I was going to say that my system will allow me to know if the funds are available or not. And of course, you're not going to get any like overcharge or anything like that if the resources are not available. But we would be trying to bill it for the exact amount of $299.
Oh,
I mean, I can try it, and if it goes, it goes. If not, it's just going to give me a message that the funds aren't available.
All right, go ahead.
You said it was a Visa, so that should start with a 4.
Yeah.
They all do.
Yeah, 481.
Right? Could you say that again?
4-4-4-4-8-1-7.
Okay, got that. There you go.
7406.
All righty.
2967.
Yes, sir.
4090.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
325.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
189.
189. So you said 189. 189.
Yes.
And then it was March or 03 of 2025, the expiration. And then, Mr. Reynolds, was the card itself 48-17-74-06-29-67-40-90, 4090, the last four?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is the billing address of that card the home, the 305 Miles Avenue?
Yeah, 305 Miles Avenue, yeah.
Of course, that's 35214. Is the name on the card simply Demetrius Reynolds,
Demetrius Reynolds. That's it.
No middle initial? Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than happy to give you that information now. I know you're out and about. A lot of times I just type things into my smartphone and transfer later. But if you're not able to do that, that's okay too, because you are going to receive the automated email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, and that is, of course, it's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central, okay? You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. It's simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, of course, you'll receive that link once the account does successfully bill, and I did see that our automated system is showing that the funds are not available right now.
Yeah,
so
give it about 15 minutes.
Okay, we'll do that. And then once your account is activated, you'll receive the confirmation email. You'll receive also the invoice email. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And once you receive either the email has the invoice at the bottom, in the body of the email, it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on that, it goes to where the text message would go automatically, which is the local splash terms and conditions. We want you to look that information over. Of course, it goes over the fact that we are reducing the subscription costs, reducing the one-time setup fee, that your rate will never go up, that it's that flat rate after that first month of $199. It also will allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, once you're able, it's going to ask you at the very bottom to click on a small box. There's going to be a long line that goes all the way across it. There's a small box just above that line that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, it is the card in your name, so we want you to click on that box. Your name needs to be typed or copy and pasted into the longer box, the one that will have an arrow pointing towards it. That appears just below the line. Once you've got Demetrius Reynolds, it is case sensitive and, of course, appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got Demetrius Reynolds in that box, you'll see there's a confirmed signature box below that. Click on the confirm signature box, and that, of course, lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, etc. You'll also, at that point, be asked to put in a username and password, but don't worry about that. That's our automated system thinking you're trying to log into your account, which your account has, your client dashboard hasn't been created yet. The username, though, is your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers themselves. I'm going to send you a calendar invite once we decide on that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We are going to be booked out for this last hour here at 5 o'clock, but we could do as early as 9 o'clock tomorrow or as late as 5 o'clock tomorrow. Almost every spot has at least one available tomorrow. Did you want something early in the day towards the end of the day or right in the middle somewhere?
Probably early tomorrow.
Early? So the earliest would be right at 9. You want that 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Wait, you know, okay.
It's going to be a phone call. The phone call itself is scheduled from 9 until 10, but it only takes about half that time. So the call is going to get to you maybe just a few minutes after 9, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. You'll receive at 8 o'clock a reminder through our automated system that the call is scheduled that following hour, and I will also now send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is more for your records. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it's going to have your username, which, again, is simply your phone number, just the numbers, though. And then your name and then the your actual phone number. But I'll give you about 15 minutes or so, and then our system will process that payment. And then once that payment is processed, the automated system will send out your confirmation email with the client support information on there, as well as that invoice email with the link on it and also the text message so that you can kind of confirm that you've received that information. But other than that, you're all set. You're all squared away. Our client interview technician, like I said, will give you that follow-up call around a little after 9 o'clock tomorrow. But other than that, I'm pretty excited for you. I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Looking forward to getting this going for you. Get your website and your existing listing in front of more eyes. Get you more phone calls.
Right.
I mean, the best part about it is you know, like,
I did a lot of it myself.
I did. And, you know, I want to congratulate you again.
I can't get it on front page, though. I can't get it on front page.
You can't. You really can't. And, you know, a lot of business owners can't even take it as far as you did. So I can congratulate you and I applaud you on that to get your business verified at least. And then, you know, you've got the Google Business Profile website on there. But, I mean, you know, there's so many ins and outs and different directories that need to be created, content that needs to be updated. There's so much into getting it done. So I'm pretty excited to get that going for you. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We are Google partners, so we definitely have the experience and the information. the updates to get this going and keep your phone ringing. We're really looking forward to making this happen for you, to promoting that existing listing onto that first page so more people can call you. The best part about it is, like you said, you know, you can find the help when you get the work. So we'll get that work sent over to you, and I know you're going to love the service. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
so it'll be sometime this evening when I receive the email.
Yeah, I mean, you said just to give it about 15, 20 minutes or
so.
Yeah,
give it about 15, 20 minutes.
I'll give you
It shouldn't be no later than 30 minutes. I mean, it shouldn't even be 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be over a minute,
I've got a couple of things to wrap up here. It doesn't look like I'm going to end my day before 5:30, so I'll give you about a half an hour or so. Like I said, once the payment is processed, you'll receive that confirmation email and the invoice email with the link on it, also the direct text message. Please make sure that you access that information. If you have any questions or any concerns or issues kind of getting that accomplished, we can have our client interview technician walk you through that process tomorrow at 9:00 during that client interview. But hopefully all goes well, and we'll be able to get that confirmation email and the invoice email with the link sent out to you within the hour.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jim.
All righty. Well, congratulations again, Demetrius. I'm pretty excited for you. Looking forward to getting this going. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Our client interview technician will give you that follow-up call tomorrow, right at or shortly after 9:00.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you, too. Thank you, too, Mr. Reynolds. Take care. Bye-bye.